Most people think of ideas as more or less abstract, but I interpret it much more widely. What I've chosen is all those objects or inventions that are the product of thought. So that's my approach. I just wanted to see what shape that we would come up with by looking at history in this way. Chinese civilization, and what I was particularly concerned about was, you know, I think there's a big difference between the Han civilization and the Song civilization. I mean, both were responsible for enormous innovations, but they were very, very different, and I was fascinated by that. And I was particularly fascinated by the Song civilization because it was taking place just before the big changes in Europe. And so it was very interesting to see that lots of innovations, print paper, printing, porcelain, the banknote, particularly the competitive examination for the civil service. And so China seemed absolutely set in the 8th and 9th and 10th centuries to lead the world into the modern age, but it didn't happen. I go into why what happened.